Hello there, it's Dog Walking with David. It's 10 o'clock in the evening, I've just got back from work. And I was trying to get away quickly, and of course, you know what happens. Someone comes to the reception and says, oh, I need to leave the campsite now, I've got a problem at home, I have to leave quickly. Well, we're going to leaving in the morning anyway, they could perhaps could have waited, but I'd have to get back to the house. And they wanted to pay up and go, so I had to do the checkout and get them gone, take the money off them and all that sort of stuff. And that held me back a little bit, and all of this time I was thinking, well, my wife is sitting on a park bench, well, actually a bus shelter bench in Santa Cristina waiting for me because she's just got back from France. She was in a place somewhere near Saint-Tropez, which is not far from a place that I went to when I was a lad called Fréjus. Anyway, south of France, so she's just got back and she had to wait there and she's really tired, and I was late getting away from work because of someone needing to leave earlier and I had to do the checkout. So anyway, I'm back at home, and I'll tell you more about my first day or two with the Samsung Galaxy S3, which you're probably thinking, well, what's he talking about this for again? I mean, it's just a phone. Well, it's more than a phone, and there's a whole lot of reasons why I've changed from the iPhone to the Android device. And because I've made the change, it's actually quite a big thing because it really is very, very different. Well, it started off this morning with a bit of a bad sort of start, with the fact that I tried to wake the phone up and all I got was a black screen and nothing happening. And that happened, it was like that for about 5 minutes. And I don't know what it was that I did to fix it up, but I think I plugged in the charger on it or something, and maybe that started charging it up, or I don't know what it was, but something caused it to freeze and not wake up from sleep. And that happened twice, three times, and the third time it just wouldn't come back on at all. I waited for about 10 minutes, so in the end all I could do was to start the phone again. So, you know, the good old computer trick that you have to do. Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on again? Well, that's what I had to do. So, I don't know what I've done to mess that up, because I've only had it like a couple of days and already I've got a problem, but I'm willing to be magnanimous about it, and I'm willing to think that it's just a little bit of a problem that just randomly came about, and it's been okay since. I've not had any problems with it for the rest of the day. And I've been putting more applications on there. My son told me about the browser to look at, and the thing is, with all these different browsers and things, applications or whatever else, they've got different names from the ones that you find on the iOS, and so it's all sort of very strange and weird and odd names, and you have to get used to all sorts of different terminologies, like, are you going to root your phone? Rooting? What the bloody hell's rooting? I don't know how roots are. I mean, apart from roots in the ground. Well, anyway, it's something to do with putting on a different version of the operating system, and quite frankly, I haven't got a clue about that yet, so I'll be looking into it and finding out whether I need to root it or not. And once I found out if I need to root or not, I'll find out whether I need to do it and how to do it, and there's software that you can get to do it. So, and what else? I started writing an article today. I did that on my Mac, I didn't do it on the Samsung Galaxy S3 or even on my iPad. I spent some time with the iPad today as well, so I mean, I didn't want my iPad thinking I'd deserted it and left it and have it sitting in the corner crying because it was all forgotten about. Still love my iPad, and I'm not going to be going away from iOS anytime soon. Because the tablets for Android are not quite up to the standard of the phones, yes, or of the iPad, so no chance of me changing as it stands. And besides, I've spent quite a bit of money on all the applications for the iPad and iOS, so I don't really want to lose out on that either, and it'd be quite interesting as an experiment in any case, because of the fact that I'm going to be sort of slipping and sliding between two different operating systems and two different ways of thinking. So there you go. Another thing I did, I actually put on an application, a keyboard, which is different from the standard one. That's something you can do quite easily. And generally people tend to recommend that you do it and rather than staying with the original one. So I put one on called Swipe, and it was like 79 cents, so it was cheap, and a lot of people said it was good. And I thought it was going to be the one for me because it had the Nuance integration. Nuance is the company that makes Dragon Dictate. So I use Dragon Dictate every day for doing my writing, and that's the one for me. It'll do good, and it actually works quite well. I quite like it. But then I got the advice to try one called Swift Keys, and I actually like the way it works better. So I've got the trial version of it at the moment, but I think I'll probably end up buying it, and it's going to be another €2 or €3, so it's not a huge pile of money anyway. I have been spending a bit of money here and there on a few apps, and I'll have to go through the list and see which ones it is that I've actually paid some money for. But it's all sort of €2 or €3 here or there, and it's not big money anyway. So, and I do want to try, as far as possible, keep it to the free ones, and it's working out okay. Now, the other thing I was actually struggling with, finding a decent email client. Now, I didn't like the one that came with it because I just couldn't read it. And I spent ages looking through it to try and find out if I could get a theme to put onto it, which would give it a lighter colour, because it was all black and dark. And every time I looked at it, I couldn't read the text on it. It was kind of like grey text on a darker grey sort of background, and it was just impossible to read. And so I've kicked that one on the head. And kicked it into touch, as they say, and I'm not going to be using that one. I got one, and it's called Canine Mail, and it's quite a good one to use. It's okay, it doesn't look that pretty, and it's got the advantage, though, of the fact that it's supposed to work with GPG encryption. But I tried putting the extra application on there, AGP as it's called, to get the GPG working, and I haven't found out how to do that yet. It's not playing ball with me yet, but I'll probably use that one if I've got email that comes in and it's encrypted and I need to be able to encrypt something or decrypt something, and that'll be the application for that. I did try another one, and I don't think I liked it for some reason. I can't remember why now. I can't remember what it was called. I looked at so many different applications. Anyway, so the one that I'm actually going to be going with in the end is the Gmail one, and it's actually quite good. It looks nice, it's simple, it's quite Apple-like in the way that it looks, so that's probably why I've gone for it, because it's got that sort of look about it. And I can swipe across an email and it gets archived. I thought I'd have the chance actually to swipe one way and it'd be archived, and swipe the other way for it to be deleted. But doesn't seem to do that, and that's okay. I'll just do the archiving where I'm on my phone, and then I'll use the computer at home for doing the proper work on the emails. And another thing that I've done is I've actually set up another Gmail account, because I'm using this Gmail, and what I'm doing is I'm routing all my stuff from everywhere else into this one new Gmail account, and then I'm going to just basically set it afresh and use that one, and not use the other ones as a place where I'm looking at stuff. And I've done the thing where you have labels and you have what they call server-side filters. So an email comes in there and it's from, say, Google Plus. I have it so it goes to a specific folder. I have emails that come in that are from YouTube. I have them sent to a specific folder. And it's a good way of keeping it all neat and tidy. And I quite like the way I've done it so far. So it seems to work out quite nice. And I've still got my Apple ID, of course. I'm still going to be having emails that come into that. But I think what I may do with those is I might do a forward on that and forward that all into the new Gmail account as well. So there you go. That's me having a ramble, talking completely all about the technical stuff today. I did mention that the fact I had to do a bit in the campsite before I left and wanted to get away quickly. And I will talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now. Talk to you again soon.